so it's all coming.
That's your plan, and that, but it has a big cover where you could, you know, make sure you get some.
You lose an entire day to fill them up.
We spent a whole day on SQL Share that one, was that last week?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Alright. So you here this week, Amy?
Friday.
Friday.
Did you guys go on a 50/50?
No, not for the next,
Yeah, not till like end of June.
Is that just because she needs you?
Yeah. Yep.
How about you, Emma?
I've been working on paper, and I spent a lot of time grading student papers, so I can get that done once I can concentrate more on my work this week.
Okay. Hey, the papers, so that's what you're focusing on, right?
My focus is the manuscript right now.
Okay. And your secondary focus is to be a free time?
Getting my fellowship application.
It'd be great if you had time, if you could just some preliminary, stuff about the Minnesota film.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about it in Spain, I'd like to talk about a lot of stuff in Spain.
Oh, okay, but, okay.
But just something to, even if it's not just crudely, because it could be exciting and interesting, even if it's speculative, but that would be worthwhile.
Sure.
Also, put some of your protein stuff, which you guys know. I made some more comments.
Yeah.
But if it's main, just make it easy.
We have to talk about the growth rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephen came to our growth rate.
He's what?
Relative growth rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna see him, and give it this size, and then this size, and then let me decide if that's big or not. But you said you're gonna throw it all out, right? Because you can't, you don't trust the measurements?
See, width and width, and then throw out the point, you know.
Who do you want to throw it? You really think you should throw it out? I didn't quite follow, just because.
It said they all shrunk.
Okay.
It's just, it's such a mess.
Alright.
It's, I think it's a total mess, I don't believe it.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, but that's kind of, you know, I'd like to see every data point.
Okay.
Just, it should be an easy to plot, and then just see if there's any patterns. Okay, how about you, Claire?
Kind of a heavy TA week, and prepping my lecture for Monday, and then trying to get through those papers, but, I mean, also wanting to work on the manuscript, and analyzing my data, looking at all that stuff.
Alright, so I guess you're doing okay with the genome, the methylation stuff?
Yeah, I just haven't had time to look at it too much, but I'm gonna, like, after this week, things will be a lot more free.
Alright, how about I'll grade this exam?
Okay.
Alright.
My short one.
Yeah. And we cross out after questions, please.
Just rip off some pages.
Alright, and then we'll talk about this in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Giles?
That's another thing I don't want to do.
You been doing anything?
Other than stuff at NOAA, I haven't touched any of the other stuff that you wanted me to work on.
Yeah, no big deal, it's, no priorities, no big deal, yeah, I think it was just so y'all know, I give them all the only transcriptome data, if you wanted to play with that, so everything you've ever done, just my master, thing, and then I haven't been exploring with putting a full install of Galaxy on GeneFish, so it's not the developer version, so it should work for real. I just had them exploring that, and then I'm also having them maybe putting it in, looking at IPython to put on public server too, because I think y'all would really like it. Because it's like command line, but you don't have to do command line. Maybe I'll show you, maybe I'll show you for some time, but you can edit the code right in it and then just redo it in, and it's very nice.
That could be your next clip.
That could be the next clip. Yeah. Alright, well, I guess that's it. Unless there's anything else, then we'll talk about your stuff afterwards. I'm not more child than this job. Sound good? Hey, next week, it's a Monday. Alright, well, Giles, thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So what do you want to do now? So we want to, this isn't,
yeah,
this isn't your trip, this is just kind of.
This is so much, but I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
So I did the MBD, and this is kind of confusing. This is the gel I got. So I did it, and I got about like 50% recovery from my input. So I know that there's like DNA in my samples, but it's really confusing. So these two are my controls. So I just spike in methylated and non-methylated DNA. So I got bands for that, but I didn't get bands for anything else. So I did just like a bunch of combinations. So like my non-methylated DNA with non-methylated primers, methylated DNA with methylated primers.
Yeah.
I know, and it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember what the whole procedure is. So like when you say super name, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what the protocol is like, it's kind of like NeDIP where you like, you do this wash, there's like these magnetic beads and you do a wash, and so all the non-methylated DNA comes off. So that's like your, that's your non-captured DNA.
All right, so you do something, and then all your methylated stuff comes into one tube, and then you've got your non-methylated stuff.
Pretty much.
And this is done by beads and an antibody, or binding protein.
Protein.
Protein that binds methylated DNA,
mm-hmm.
and that's the magnetic beads.
Yeah.
So you got these magnetic beads that hold these tight into this tube, and then everything else is washed off. Right?
Yeah, so I have my two fractions, but
yeah.
I didn't even do any of the washes because I was scared of losing fractions.
Okay, did you spike any of these things? Like before you did
the
procedure?
Yeah, so I have my samples of non-methylated and methylated, and then I also have a control of non-methylated.
So it's totally separate.
Totally separate.
Right.
So that's what all these
with.
are my controls.
Oh, the kit comes
and
with
And then
control.
I ramped my samples too on the job.
Okay, so this is oyster, and this is just your control. Like
yeah,
when you
so
ramp
I
your
give
control,
you like,
same thing with your little beads, you get your methylated, whatever is in that little
exact
tube.
Exact same thing.
All right, and then you did
your input is like way less, but that shouldn't
but
really
it's
matter.
The template they gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then you did a PCR on this, which is primers specific to the this.
Yeah.
And
primers for methylated and non-methylated. I also switched it in case like fractions got
missed. And what did that tell you?
Nothing. I got no bands. I didn't get any bands for anything.
What are the control DNA?
So this is just I took.
You took this before you did anything.
Before I did anything, I just took the DNA and spiked it into the PCR to make sure that the controls are methylated and non-methylated.
Why is there two bands there?
Because I literally just. This isn't even my fractions.
Yeah,
I know
it's just
up there.
Why is there two bands though? Two.
Because
two,
the
I'm
primers
sorry.
Amplified it.
Two, why is there two? What's in each row? I can't
see. Methylated and non-methylated
DNA.
Okay.
Methylated.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. So yeah.
So the beads didn't work.
Yeah. Some.
Well, wait
that
a second.
Must be it.
What is it? No, you can't say that because if all she did was all of it went in this tube and this tube.
I thought she did it before she did the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it before.
You're right.
And then I even switched the primers in case the fractions got mixed up. Didn't get any rams. I ran my samples too.
Hold on. Let me go back here. Just understand. It's in this stuff you spike, right? But when you take the stuff you spike and then you beat it and separate it out, it's not in either fract. It's not in either places. That's impossible,
right.
Except that it's at a lower concentration. You're not making it up, which that's what. Make me think. Because if you started with this and you know there's methylated DNA and unmethylated DNA in here, and all you do is either bind it to beads or let it go to this tube, it's got to be in one of these.
That's
tubes.
What I don't
okay.
understand.
So to me, my guess is particularly helpful. I mean, it's apples and oranges, but it's I don't know how much you put in there. But it's got to be in one of these tubes.
And that's what I thought.
What's the protocol say?
Did you do the water test of those? You didn't do the wash.
I didn't do any washes because I was scared of losing
that.
So
it
I just
has to be in
I just washed it through and I got the unmethylated fraction and then I went straight to going to get the methylated fraction.
You didn't treat your samples in the control the same way?
I did. I did them all the same.
You did them all the same. So no washes. So I mean.
So I don't know maybe that's
the washes. Well,
no
the washes on these beads, don't they have something to do with releasing from the beads into that? So I think if you don't wash, stuff is stuck on the beads.
Okay, that's right. So it's either here, here, or it's still here.
But even my non-methylated fraction, I didn't get away with.
Right.
So it's possible all your DNA is stuck on a bead.
But I got DNA, like I got a good amount.
If you follow the protocol on DNA, then there's watch steps.
Wash
in
steps,
it.
And they could be wash steps.
Well, there's wash.
Releasing methylated.
Well, wash and a lube. Let's call wash and a lube separate. I mean, there's these beads. I mean, you had to get these up. You had to get the stuff off the bead somehow. How did you do that?
It's not salt. It's like.
Can I ask, why didn't you just go through the protocol?
She's worried about losing her stuff.
Yeah,
but the protocol
is designed to wash it like four times.
Right, the protocol designed to give you DNA. Why didn't you go through the whole thing?
Well, I think because I was going through it and I like skipped that step by accident, and then I was like, oh, well, I don't want to wash anyways.
You keep your washes though. Like, I remember quantifying my washes to make sure there's, where,
exactly.
Just to see where
so
there.
I don't know, like, do I just redo this whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you can't trust that your samples are methylated and unmethylated. You can't trust your separation.
Yeah,
and your
not
samples.
At all.
All right, so what I say is you just do the controls and you just follow exactly what the...
Just the controls?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then run it again and see if you expect.
Yep, so just... Start from scratch just with the controlled DNA and see what happens.
Are there different washes or are there different series of washes or is it the same wash just multiple times?
It's the same wash and you do it like four times.
Okay.
But the NaCl you can do it with a gradient, like it's stuck on your beads and then you do like 1,000 millimole. You can do 2,000.
Oh,
like
yeah. You can do that.
Set it up
as
a gradient, but the way that I did it before with the gradient, it all came off in
the first one
anyway. So the elution is just once. I don't know.
Because I did it like three times to make sure I got everything. And like just pulled them all on it. Yeah, I don't know. Something's wrong. So I'll redo it with the controls so that I'm not.
It just can't be. I guess I wasn't paying attention, but it's still though, it looks different than the wall. I mean, I still don't feel like unless she still eluded it at all, so it should have stripped the bead. But anyway, just follow the procedure.
Okay.
All right. So that's.
I won't be able to until next week.
The only thing you could do, just hope it works. And the other idea, if the assumption is it's still on the beads, that probably just means one of the solutions wasn't made right. But you could also take a little tiny bit of the beads and restart it.
They're all kit solutions.
Hmm?
It's all kit solutions.
Oh, it's all kit solutions.
Except for the elution, which I think, right?
Yeah, you make the protein thing. You make it with the buffer they give you, but I think everything's there.
Everything else
you just
there.
Add water.
Yeah.
The buffer.
Yeah, you don't make anything.
Yeah.
Except you do mix the salt that you did the elution in, because they give you the stock, right?
Yeah.
And they say you can either do a gradient or not.
Yeah.
So do you think I should do a gradient?
No. Just make sure it's strong enough, which I think was the 2,000 millimoles.
Yeah, that's
I think all mine came off at the lower concentration. So
oh, really?
It's like, well, might as well just use the high concentration
and call it good.
Anyway, yeah. Because I think by the time I got to my 2000, it was falling off and there wasn't a lot in that pool.
Yeah, your concentration was way higher.
All right. Another random thing. So, UFTD, they've done some interview with the dean, and they need some B-roll footage. So I don't know if that's, I don't know what that means. Is that like background video, or?
Like stock
sort of? Yeah. And so they wanted to go to our class, they wanted the class to do lab stuff, but we just don't have labs anymore. So, could we maybe stage some science on June 4th?
Sure.
Y'all think y'all are for it? Like pretending like you're doing so they're going. The UWTV is going to Darden's lecture class, and then they'll it may work.
Darden, yeah,
he's in place of the climate science. So I just pasted this in the email so I can remember. To just do the big lecture room, and then they'll come over here afterwards maybe and shoot some signs. Alright, I might just go to the voice change and stuff. Or get some glue and some time. Alright, I'll try to remember to confirm that then.
That's next week, isn't it? June 4th is already next week.
I know. June 1st is this weekend.
No.
Alright, so before we get into Claire's TWIF, is there anything particular we want to do next week out of the, or is it just random stuff like this, or at some point, well, we should look at my talk, but that won't be for a couple of weeks.
Same with my paper, I want people to read it, but not yet.
Yeah. Alright, so nothing big. Could may, if you want me, I can show you the iPod stuff. Or I could do that this trip next week. Okay, Sam's gotta go. You're up next, you wanna do that next week?
This one. Can't get out of this one.
Get out.
Was that really Max Twiff? That silly spider thing.
Yep. She got you.
Did you have that fan all the time? I showed my family, they were dying.
It was great. I like your
dental.
I like that Emma screamed louder than me, and she wasn't even on her.
It was pretty neat, too. I did that whole video on YouTube. On my iPhone. So I made that last video on my iPhone.
Wow.
So it was a little bit easier than.
So how was that? I was trying to figure out how that was filmed. You had your iPhone?
No, so Mac made a video of that. That was separate. So
from your computer?
No, from her phone, probably. Okay. But then I took that and added it to a bunch of other stuff for this week in FDR. So I added the dunking in his paper, something else.
Spider.
Awesome.
Yeah, the spider.
I like your report of these comments.
Me too. Nothing's going to be circulating for so long.
Okay, so what do you want to do? So you want to do it like we did Emma's a few...
Yeah, do I have to record it?
Well, this is a podcast. How does it go? Okay. Do we have to record it?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I don't know.